So here, in this chapter, Vidyaranya Swami presents the Panchakosha Vivekaha only differently. So in this verse, he said, we have seen how Purno Dehe Balam Yachan Akshanam Yav Pravartakaha Vayu Pranamayo Na Asau Atma Chaitanya Varjanat. So we've been negating each layer of personality in all these verses. We start from the physical body. Even though we've been listening to this Shastram, the unformatted Shastram for quite long through different texts, this is Panchadashi study is for us to reinforce what has been already understood. So we first understood how the outermost layer of personality is the physical body, the gross physical body. So this now we have taken up this Pranamaya Kosha. And then in fact, this is not even a kosha. You cannot call it a kosha in the beginning. You can see this physiological layer of personality as a kosha only when you understand it is not the Atma. Initially, you mistake the Pranamaya for the self. When you mistake the Pranamaya for the self, when we have very strong identity with the entire personality, you say when all the layers of personality, if the identity is with the physical body, naturally, there's identity with the pranas also. See, identity with the physical body will naturally result in identity with the physiological functions, sense powers, powers of organs of actions, and antahkaranam. Because you can't skip them and go out to the outermost of your personality to have I sense there. So, dehatma buddhihi, dehe atma buddhihi. Dehe atma buddhihi means what? The identity with the physical body is very natural. And along with one's identity with the physical body, definitely there must be identity with the other subtle aspects which indwell the gross body also. And then all this, apart from gross physical body, what indwells the physical body, all those subtle aspects which indwell the physical body, even though it is not, they do not have the form, it is not the body, given the name as subtle body, or the astral body or the subtle body, the sukshma shariram, and which itself is looked upon as three different layers of personality, as pranamayaha, manomayaha, and vijnanamayaha. And each layer of personality, you can call it a kosha only after understanding that it is not the Atma. Until you don't understand, as long as identity is there with the subtle aspects, each should be taken as only Atma only. It is only taken to be Atma. It's not Atma, it's taken to be the Atma. So here in this verse, fifth verse, the pranamaya is analyzed. So what is said here? Purno dehe. Dehe purnaha. You can see there on relative pronoun yaha. Purno dehe. Balam yachan akshanam yav pravartakaha. Vayuhu pranamayaha na asau atma chaitanya varjanat. Now you can take it as yaha. So yaha is a relative pronoun. Yenda ondru, that which, he who, that it means, but here that which. Yaha is adjective for what? Vayuhu. Yaha vayuhu. Now, purne, purnaha. Purno means purnaha. So the vayu which fills. Purnaha, which remains filling, which remains pervading, which fills, the vayu which fills where? Dehe. So in the body, the vayu which remains in the body, filling, pervading. Yaha vayuhu dehe purnaha. Which pervades the entire physical body. Like just as air fills the balloon, so also here, vayu fills this, our physical body. Dehe purnaha. At the same time, what does it do, filling the body? Balam yachati. Balam yachati. It bestows strength. It bestows energy. So, balam yachati. Balam yachan. And then, by lending balam, what does it do? Akshani pravartayati. So, pravartakaha means what? Pravartayati iti pravartakaha. Akshanam pravartakaha. See, aksham, you have to be very careful. The word akshi means mere eye, seeing power, indriyam. The netra indriyam, seeing power is what we say, akshi. But aksham means any sense power. All the five sense organs are said to be akshani. Aksham, akshe, akshani. So pancha akshani we have, pancha indriyani, we can say pancha jnana indriyani, as it be pancha akshani. Now all the five sense powers are functioning as powers. They're capable of being functional only if they are bestowed with energy. Suppose if we do not eat, if we're not energetic enough, you cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot smell, you cannot taste. The sense power cannot function, cannot be functional. Therefore, akshani pravartayati. So the vayuhu kim karoti, vayuhu deham purayati. Okay, it fills the body. Dehe purnaha tishtati. Then remaining full in the, remaining filling the body. I mean, filling means not exactly like filling each and every part of the body. It indwells the physical body. So, vayuhu, dehe, purnaha means what? Dehe, dehasya antaha asti iti purnaha iti ucchate. It remains inside the physical body. And then, balam yachati. Because of this pranas alone, the entire physical body is energetic. The stamina is possible. Because it is the prana and only lends energy to the physical body. Bestows energy. Therefore, prana, balam yachati. Second thing. And the third, what does the prana do again? Balam yachati, akshani pravartayati. Pravartayati is the verb. So it activates the, it by lending energy, by bestowing energy to the physical body, the entire system, prana activates the sense powers also. Akshanam pravartakaha. So pravartayati iti pravartakaha. It activates. Because without the energy, without the prana, sense powers cannot function as sense powers. Pravartayati. And this vayuhu is what said to be what now? Pranamayaha. Pranamayaha Atma. This is the Pranamayaha. This is the physiological layer of personality. And we can say this one vayuhu, what does it do? It is involved in five different functions. Pranamayaha is involved in five different functions. So deham purayati, dehe purnaha tishtati, then aksha balam yachati, then akshani pravartayati. Three functions, okay? Three things it does. Apart, how does it do three? How does it remain filling the body, indwelling the physical body? It bestows energy to the body, strength to the body. It also activates the sense powers. How? By involving itself in five, by governing five different functions, five different systems. By governing five different systems. So respiratory system, circulatory system, digestive system, then excretory system and retentive system. By governing five different systems, it activates the sense powers, it lends energy to the body, then it also remains all the time indwells the physical body. Yaha vayuhu is said to be the physiological layer of personality, pranamayaha. Even now, na asau pranaha atma. This is what is vayu pranamayaha. What is pranamayaha? Pranamayaha is a layer, physiological layer of personality, is nothing but this one vital air, which indwells the physical body, bestows the energy to the body, activates the sense powers, and governs by governing five different systems. Respiratory, circulatory, digestive, etc. And this pranaha, this vayuhu, which is called physiological layer of personality, is not atma. Na asau atma. Asau vayuhu na atma. This vayu is not the atma. Kimartham? Very simple. He says, na asau atma. You can say jadatvat. Jadatvat. Because instead of saying jadatvat, Vidyayana Swami says chaitanya varjanat. Chaitanya varjanam means what? Because this vayu does not have sentiency or consciousness of its own. Because of its status of being not conscious of its own, which means what? It doesn't have sentiency of its own. What is the proof? How do you say chaitanya varjitaha vayuhu? Vayuhu chaitanya varjitaha. No, how do you say that vayu is devoid of consciousness? Which means vayu does not have consciousness of its own, means because vayu is object of knowledge. You have to understand. Vayuhu is being an object of knowledge itself is the proof. It does not have consciousness of its own. So anything and everything being an object of knowledge should be understood to be what? Of the nature of inertness. Because it is an object of knowledge, it does not have consciousness of its own. It is of the nature of inertness. If it has consciousness of its own, then it would not have become the object of knowledge. It would not have become the known, it would have become the knower. Is it? Prana also would have known. So prana is not the knower. Prana does not know anything. Prana is the known. Prana is brought to light. Like how opaque thing is always illumined. Opaque thing never become the illuminator. So also here, any object is of the nature of inertness. And being drishyatvat, drishyatvat jadatvam. Jadatvat chaitanya varjitatvam. Chaitanya varjanat, what you say now? It is not atma. Therefore, it is not the atma. It's a simple kindergarten lesson only. But still, how it is developed, I want to understand. Especially for us, it is not for us to know anything. What is there? You know already. But how teaching is developed, I want to understand. Chaitanya Varjanat, Asau. Asau means what? Eshaha, I am. This. I am Vayuhu. Eshaha Vayuhu. Asau Vayuhu is prana, said to be pranamayaha. Physiological layer of personality is not the atma, not the person, but the personality, which is an object of knowledge, therefore it is of the nature of inertness. It does not have sentiency, consciousness of its own. Why it is not atma? Because it doesn't have consciousness of its own. Why? Because atma is of the nature of consciousness. Atma is the nature of knowledge. So it is now this layer of personality is negated. Until you negate, you mistake it to be this atma. When you have identity with the prana, then you call it pranamayaha atma. But once you understand na asav atma, you look at it as koshaha. Before negation, it is mistaken to be the atma. After negation, after understanding, it is negated as the koshaha. Kosha means what? Like the cover, even though it cannot cover the Atma, it is, seems to be covering the Atma. So it is called koshavat achadayati iti koshaha. Okay, we'll go to the next verse. Ahantam mamatam dehe gehadau chakarotiyaha. Ahantam mamatam dehe gehadau chakarotiyaha. Kamadyavasthaya bhranto nasavatma manomayaha. Ahantam mamatam dehe gehadau chakarotiyah. Kamadhyavasthaya bhranto nasavatma manomayah. Now, in this verse, Vidyaranya Swami moves on to the next layer of personality called psychological layer of personality, which is said to be manomayaha, manomayaha koshaha. But manomayaha also, we know manomayaha nothing but the psychological aspect of the mind, the emotional aspect of the antahkaranam, along with the sense powers. Six aspects constitute the manomayaha koshaha. But if it is the manomaya kosha, when its identity is with the manaha and the sense organs, then naturally then it becomes a atma, manomaya atma. So when we have identity with the mind and sense organs helplessly, naturally we take it as the atma. Now here it is negated. We have to negate it. They have to say it is a koshaha only, not the atma. Now, yaha karoti. Yaha karoti. See, if you say manaha means yat karoti. If it is manaha, we would have said what? Yat karoti. But because mano mayaha is a masculine gender word. For mano mayaha, yaha karoti. That which does. That which does. What does it do? Yaha karoti. Kim karoti? So, what does it do? We say, Dehe Gehadau Ahantam Mamatam Cha Karoti. See, Ahantam Karoti Mamatam Karoti. Yaha Karoti. Karoti means does. It does it what? It does Ahanta. It does Mamata. What is ahanta? Ahandai. You make it Gita, Gitai. In Tamil, whatever you say, I is akaranta shabda in stilinga. Akaranta stilinga shabdaha in Sanskrit. Ahanta. Aham iti jnanam ahanta. Mama iti jnanam mamata. Ahanta mamata. So, mamata does not mean pride. Mamata means sense of possession. I sense and my sense. Ahanta means I sense. The knowledge I am is ahanta. The knowledge it is mine is what? Mamata. I sense and my sense. So, sense of possession, possessiveness is mamata. Sense of belonging is mamata. So, This manomayaha does two things. What does it do? Ahanta. It does ahanta. It contributes for ahankara. Where? In the physical body. Dehe ahantam karoti. In the physical body, it contributes for having eyesense in the physical body. Having eyesense in the physical body means what? Dehe atma buddhihi is because of this manomayaha only. aham, I am the body, that notion comes, isn't it? Then in the physical body, the I sense comes. Then not only ahantam karoti, then mamatam api karoti. Else he says what now? And dehadav ahantam. Dehadav means what? The physical body, mind, the sense organs, physiological functions. There is I sense in all of them because of this mind, manamaya only. Dehadav aham. Ahanta. Then gehadav. Geha means house. And other things which are possessions, there is my sense. The my sense with regard to all one's possessions, I sense in one's own body, mind, sense complex. I sense and my sense. Geham means house. House, car, dress, jewelry, a bank balance, whatever it is, relatives, everywhere. So things other than your body, mind, sense complex, we have my sense. In body, mind, sense complex, you have I sense. Why do you have I sense in body, mind, sense complex? Why do you have my sense in things other than body, mind, sense complex? Ahanta and mamata. You don't have, if mamata is there in physical body, mind, sense complex, it will be very good. But you have mamata in things other than your body, mind, sense complex. Your house, your friends, your people, your relatives, your jewelry, your possessions, you know, all your wealth, etc. We have mamata. We entertain a sense of possession, this sense, possessiveness in things, house, etc., which is other than bonds, body, mind, sense complex. And we entertain I sense in body, mind, sense complex. Deha adav ahanta, geha adav mamata. Is it clear now? Dehaha, geha. He uses rhyming words. Where you have ahanta, where you have mamata. Deha adav ahanta, geha adav mamata. So geha adi etc. means for house etc. means anything and everything other than body, mind, sense complex, you have my sense. In body, mind, sense complex, you have I sense. Isn't it? This, who does it? It is this manaha. Manaha, yaha, manomayaha. Yaha, karoti. Dehado ahanta, gehado mamata, yaha, manomayaha, karoti. That, this, the psychological layer of personality or emotional aspect of the mind, this alone contributes for having I sense and my sense in this body mind complex, also things other than body mind complex in all the objects. See, body mind complex also the object of knowledge. And anything and everything external to the body, mind, complex also is object of knowledge. In all these objects of knowledge, we have I sense and my sense. Isn't it? So how far do we have I sense? Body, mind, complex. And beyond the body, mind, complex, you have my sense. Isn't it? And if you should know, this body, mind, complex also is I. The whole jagat is also I, means you cannot have, there's no possessor possessed connection between the subject and object. Even though the selective difference is there, there's no possessor possessed connection between the knower and the known. But now it seems when we mistake it because of this manomayaha only. So manomayaha karoti. Let us eat again. Yaha dehe Dehe ahantam, geha adav mamatam cha karoti. The next, here. Kama dhyavastaya bhrantaha. Kama di avastaya bhrantaha. Now, bhrantaha, deluded. Bhrantaha. So, yaha manomayaha. Even something called confusion is also the state of being confused is also what? The mind, antakkanam only. This is manomayaha only. Confusion is also mind. Brantaha. Kamadi avastaya. So, we say kamaha. Adi shabda stands for what? Kamaha, krodaha, lobaha, mohaha, madaha, matsaryam, etc. I can say all of them. So, avastaya means what? All these various emotions. Kama adi. Adi shabda, you take it as etc. Kamadi avastaya bhrantaha. Bhrantaha means deluded or disturbed, confused by the various emotions such as kamaha, krodaha, lobaha, moham, adi shabda, etc. Bhrantaha is manomayaha. This is what is psychological, the emotional layer of personality. Na asau atma. This is not the atma. Na asau atma. Why? Because atma cannot be confused. Atma is not confused. Atma does not entertain. Atma does not have desire. Kamaha stands for what? Raga and dvesha. Atma does not have desire. Atma does not have raga. Atma does not have hatred, passion or aversion. Atma does not have anger. Atma does not have, Atma as pure consciousness does not have anger or desire or likes or dislikes, greed or jealousy, hatred, nothing. Atma does not have any of the emotions. Atma is free from all the emotions. But all these emotions are what? Actually, mental conditions or states of mind. All these emotions, you know, it's a mental condition. And because of this, there's also something called confusion. Confusion is possible only where there are raga dveshas, likes and dislikes, desires, anger, hatred, jealousy, emotions are there. Confusion also is possible. So confusion, you cannot help something called confusion where these things are there. These states of mind are there. Therefore, all these are there. Therefore, confused. And that is what is said to be what? This manomayaha. This emotional layer of personality. And this alone contributes for ahanta. This alone contributes for mamata. If this confusion, mind is not confused, if these are all not there, resolved, then naturally ahanta and mamata also would have been resolved. So it said, yaha dehe ahantam karoti, gehar mamatam karoti, kamadi avastaya yaha brantaha, no, is said to be manomayaha. Atma, you mistaken when this manomayaha is mistaken to be the self, then it is called manomaya atma. And if it is, when it's understood, it is not the atma, it becomes manomayaha koshaha. Na asau manomayaha atma. And you have to use the same thing. Why manomayaha is not the atma? You have to say chaitanya varjanat, you can understand. Because of its nature of being inert. Because manomayaha is also of the nature of inertness. Even though it is very, very subtle, inexplicably subtle, still every emotion is an object of knowledge. You can say kama adi, you have to take all the six. Kamaha, desire, then likes and dislikes are objects of knowledge. Anger is object of knowledge. Your jealousy is object of knowledge. Greed is object of knowledge. So, kama, krodha, lobaha, mohaha, your delusion is object of knowledge. Madaha, pride is object of knowledge. Even, you know, the pride, arrogance is object of knowledge. Madaha, matsaryam, jealousy is object of knowledge. What are these? you know, when you go through this, when you entertain these emotions in the form of thoughts, in what form do these emotions obtain? These emotions, when they write, they obtain in the form of thoughts only. See, thought, there's so many varieties of thoughts we have. Emotions obtain in the form of thoughts. Why do you say in the form of thoughts? They're imperceptible, but they come and go. They're not permanently there. Anything which comes and goes in subtle form, it comes in the form of thought only. You have to understand this. Which comes and goes. It is not, jealousy is not there 24 hours a day in your mind. Anger is not there 24 hours a day in your mind. You know, even desires, likes and dislikes, strong likes and dislikes are not there 24 hours a day in your mind. They come and go. There are, of course, they surface. When you fall asleep, completely they are resolved. In deep sleep state, they are not there. In waking, they come back again. Again, the degree, the intensity of those emotions vary from person to person. With all subtle thought forms, all these emotions obtain in subtle thought forms. They come and go. And this is what, therefore, confusion also is possible. And only when these thoughts are there, naturally you can see what? There is aham. There's strong I sense in the physical body. And because of strong I sense in the physical body, or I sense in the sense organs, pranas, etc., the entire body, mind, sense complex, you have I sense. And not when you have I sense in the body, mind, sense complex, naturally we have sense of possession as my sense. This is mine. This belongs to me, etc. That sense of possession, possessiveness also is there with regard to other things other than body, mind, sense complex. It's all because of what? This is the manomayaha. And this manomayaha, if it is taken to be the I, when the identity is with the manomayaha, it becomes the manomaya atma. If identity is negated, if identity is not there, it becomes a manomaya. You can see it's only a kosha. And this manomayaha also, na asau atma. And this is an object of knowledge. Each and every emotion comes and goes. Anger comes and goes. It's not permanently there. But Atma does not go. Atma does not come. Atma is always there. Atma is that which is always there, without going and coming. And second thing, Atma is not an object of knowledge. And here all, each and every emotion comes and goes. It is object of knowledge. Even including confusion is object of knowledge. Even though it is subtle, still it's object of knowledge. Therefore, each and every emotion, all the emotions which constitute the emotional aspect of the antakaranam called manomayaha, along with sense powers, you say what? It's also not the atma because of its inner nature, because it's object of knowledge. It is of nature of inertness. Na asau atma. See, Vidyaranya Swami, in this, so, na asau atma manomayaha, we have read it. Ahantam mamatam dehe gehadau chakaroti yaha kamadyavasthaya bhranto nasavatma manomayaha. So, yaha dehe ahantam karoti. Gehadu mamatam cha karoti, kamadi avastaya yaha brantaha, saha manomayaha, aso manomayaha na atma. So Vidyaranya Swami really here beautifully, very briefly, clearly defines the manomayaha koshaha. In the following verse, he is going to define the vijnanamaya koshaha. And this manomaya koshaha and vijnanamaya koshaha, which is going to be discussed later on, together form antahkaranam. Antahkaranam, what now? The internal instrument of knowledge, we say. So, antahkaranam, even though we say antahkaranam, antaha inside, karanam instrument. The internal instrument. It cannot be really translated into English language. We say antahkaranam. So, manaha, we say manaha, we also use another word buddhihi. So even though we use this word manaha and buddhihi as together form the antahkaranam, we say manaha and buddhihi. Emotional aspect of the mind is manaha, intellectual aspect of the mind is buddhihi, we say. And we cannot even translate them into mind and intellect also properly. We still use manaha and buddhihi. So here we should take the whole antahkaranam as antahkaranam itself. So what is antahkaranam? Antahkaranam is a subtlest substance. Antahkaranam is subtlest substance. Very, very, very subtle substance. So antahkaranam is known as antahkarana dravyam. Please understand, antahkaranam is known as antahkarana dravyam in Sanskritam because of its subtle nature, because of its subtleness. So what does antahkaranam do? Antahkaranam is blessed with the capacity to produce thoughts. It generate thoughts. And the thought which rises in the antahkaranam and resolves, thought which rises and resolves is called what? Antahkarana vrittihi. Antahkarana vrittihi. See, it is exactly like how the waves rise, run and resolve in the ocean. Similarly here, the vrittis, antahkarana vrittis rise and resolve. So here, when you say the waves rise and resolve in the ocean, then definitely the waves are different from the ocean, not very far, but still there's no distance, but still we can say how the ocean becomes the base for the waves to rise and resolve. Similarly here, antahkaranam is the base, and then from where the waves, the thoughts rise and resolve. So we can say where there is a base part of the ocean, which is the bottom part of the ocean, which does not move, whereas there's the top part of the ocean where from where the waves rise, move and resolve. So antahkaranam also we can say antahkaranam also has these two different parts, the portions. That is, one is a dravya amsham. This I explained very well in Drukthishiveka class. The dravya amsham means the substance, the very substance called the substance which is dravyamsham, and there is a vrittiyamsham. Just as there is the bottom part and the wave part, the motionless bottom part and the moving motionful wave part. Here we have dravyamsham and vrittiyamsham. We have two aspects of the mind. Two aspects. You can't separate them physically, the bottom part of the ocean and the wave part, but still you do appreciate two aspects of the ocean. Similarly here, antahkaranam also is of two aspects. One is what? Dravyamsham. Manasaha ekamamsham, dravyamsham. Aniyadamsham, vrittyamsham. Thoughts. So these thoughts are constantly coming and going. Therefore, they are of the nature of constantly changing. So the vritti, so the antahkarna vrittihi, it's which rises itself, is what now we say. The twofold vrittis are there. What is that? Antahkarna vrittihi. One is ahanta vrittihi. Ahanta vrittihi and mamata vrittihi. The ahantavritti is aham. Asmi is what? Ahantavritti. I am is ahantavritti. The knowledge I am is ahanta. And you know, aham asmi iti jnanam is ahantavritti. Then this is mine is what? Mamatavritti. And mamatavritti you can also say idam idantavritti. Idam vritti. Idam iti vritti. So ahankaraha, mamakaraha, idamkaraha. Ahankaraha, ahamasmi, iti vrittihi. Mama, idam mama, this is mine, is a mama vrittihi. Then idam asti, what? Idam vrittihi. So aham vrittihi, mama vrittihi, idam vrittihi. So this is all what? This antakarana vrittihi itself is, you know, divided into this type of vrittis. Now, twofold vrittis, aham, idam. So aham is I am. This is, we never said this is mine. Okay, mama vritti he comes. And in this vritti, we had to understand again. There are, these vrittis again can be divided. We can get into the three aspects of threefold divisions of vrittis. Suppose you say, samshayaha, doubt, then jnanam, knowledge, and we can say emotion. So all these vrittis, so when you say vrittaya vrittis, the threefold mean what? Ahanta vrittihi, mamata vrittihi, idam vrittihi. These threefold vrittis, the we can all the vrittis together constitute what now? Manomayaha koshaha. So I sense, my sense, and this is, okay, this sense. The knowledge this is, the knowledge I am, then this is mine. These all vrittis. And these threefold vrittis alone, we say what? All these vrittis together constitute manomayaha koshaha. Now, if you take the dravyamsham of the antahkaranam, this vrittyamsham of the antahkaranam, you understood. Dravyamsham of the dravyamsham, a substance aspect of the antahkaranam, you can say is the vijnanamaya koshaha. So vritti amshaha is manomayaha and dravya amshaha is vijnanamayaha. That which means manomaya is what? Karta. So the karta. Manomaya is the karta, bhokta. Is that what now? Here, manomaya. So, ahantam, when you say ahantam karoti, matam karoti, the thought aspects the thought aspect of the antahkaranam ahankara vrittihi amakara vrittihi. So these vrittis are there where only with regard to the body we have these vrittis. And geha though we have now with regard to the house, other possessions, no, we have these thoughts, where so my sense comes. Then, brantaha, yaha brantaha. So, ahantam karoti, amatam karoti, then brantaha. Branta means what? The mind, you can never say, antakaranam is always clear. All the time, antakaranam is definitely confused. So, confused because of these emotions. So antahkaranam is continuously confused also. There's something called confusion which is there. Confusion is a state of mind which is antahkaranam. It's also an thought, vritti. Therefore, and apart from, we have to say, we talk about the free will. The free will is the faculty of choice. The faculty of choice means the capacity to choose to do a given action. The choice of action. And because this free will is there, the capacity to choose to do an action is there. There's always conflict. The conflict is because of the choice over action. Because it's faculty of choice. You can do or you need not do. You can do it differently. And this kartumva, akartumva, anyatava, kartum shakyam. Because of this willpower, the capacity to do or not to do, to do it differently, there is constant conflict. Okay? And the constant conflict due to the varieties of, due to these various emotions in terms of kamaha, krodhaha, lobaha, mohaha, madaha, matsaryam. You can include bhayam also, fear also here. Even though fear is included already, we don't talk about it. We have to include fear also, bhayam. And how was his mind? Definitely mind, this antahkaranam, instead of using the word mind, that we use antahkaranam, is always distracted and disturbed. Disturbed by some emotion or the other. Doesn't all the emotions need not be together. Some emotion or the other, mind is always disturbed. Now jealousy need not be there, but still some confusion will be there. Desire can cause confusion. Anger can cause confusion. Any one or the other emotion can contribute, cause the disturbance, mental disturbance, and there'll be conflict. Conflict is because of the will power, the faculty of choice over action, and the confusion is because of these emotions. I mean, the disturbance is because of these emotions. So that's why we cannot say there's a calm mind. You can never say it's a calm mind because emotions are always there. Mind cannot be calm. And this mind, this is what is called manomayaha. Manomayaha koshaha. But if the identity is with this manomayaha, and it becomes what? We take it as atma. So it is said here, asau manomayaha koshaha only. It cannot cover the atma, but it is as though covering the atma. It is not actually atma. Asau na atma. This manomayaha also definitely is not the atma. And so this manomayaha and the vijnanamayaha, which is going to be discussed later, both are the instruments. You know, the one who operates the instrument is different from the instruments. Therefore, they're karanam. Antahkaranam includes what? Both mind and intellect, we say. Vijnanamayaha and manomayaha. Both are instruments, no, which are different from the person who operates the instruments. So, the instrument of knowledge, the instrument, we can say into knowledge or instrument, which amanomeha, which is an instrument, and then vijnameha is also instrument, which is definitely, it cannot be identical with the person who operates the instrument. So the one who operates, one who uses the instrument is distinct from the instruments used or operated. It's like anything which you use is a karanam. A karanam, instrument of action, instrument instrument is different from the one who operates the instrument. So, therefore, I am Atma. Therefore, Atma is this different from this instrument. So it is said, and this Manomayaha being an instrument, internal instrument, internal organ which serves as an instrument, is definitely not the Atma. Okay, this much is discussed about the Manomayaha. Let us go to the next one now. Lina Suptau Vapur Bodhe. Lina Suptau Vapur Bodhe. Vyapnu Yadana Khagrata. Chayo peta dhirnatma vijnanamaya shabda bhak lina suptau vapur bodhe vyapnuyadana khagraga Chayopeta dhirnatma vijnanamaya shabda bhak. Now we have to understand here. Vijnanamaya shabda bhak. What is it? What is that which is said to be? Which is known by the expression Vijnana Mayaha. Lina Suptau. Vapuhu Bodhe Vyapnuyadana Kagraga. Let me tell you, break one by one and tell you. Suptau. Suptihi means sleep. Suptihi is a noun. Sleep. Suptihi. Suptau means in sleep. In sleep means what? When we are fast asleep. When we are fast asleep. Suptau in deep sleep state or in sleep. Lina. Resolved. What is antahkaranam? Antahkaranam remains resolved. Remains resolved means what? Predominantly withdraws. Which means all the thoughts remain resolved. Lina means what? This vritti amsham of the antahkaranam. Vritti amsham, vritti aspect of the antahkaranam remains resolved. Suptau lina. Not the, okay. I mean, resolves, where does it reside? The vritti amsham of the, vritti aspect of the, thought aspect of the antahkaranam remains resolved in the dravya amsham. In the dravya amsham. So, vritti amsham remains resolved in the dravya amsham. Suptau lina. Means vritti amsham remains resolved in dravyamsham of the antahkaranam. So it's only, but even though vritti amsham is resolved, dravyamsham is what now? Is there merely, it is there. It only there, is only present in the physical body. Dravyamsham is present in the body. So we can say that the dravyamsham is present in the physical body, in the body, because the person who is fast asleep is not at all sensitive to any of the external stimuli. The person who is fast asleep is not sensitive for to any of the external objects, external stimuli. We touch, he doesn't smell. The one who is asleep doesn't taste, cannot do anything. He is not sensitive. So, in waking state, in the antahkaranam, what now, the vritti amsham of the antahkaranam, it rises, expands, and the vritti amsham pervades the entire body. The vritti amsham rises, it expands and pervades the entire body. The vritti amsham of the antahkaranam remains resolved in the dravyamsha, then it is there, just present, but it doesn't pervade the body. The vrittis have to rise, while then the mind pervades the entire body. When the vrittiyamsha rises and pervades the entire body, that is when the person, it is called waking state, the person responds to the external stimuli. He can smell, he can hear, he can taste, etc. Therefore, suptau leena, dhihi. Suptau leena. So the vrittiyamsham of the antahkaranam, which remains resolved in deep sleep state. That bodhe, see next now, bodhe, vapuhu, bodhe, vyapniyat. Bodhe, in the waking state, vapuhu means body, vyapniyat means vyapnoti, pervades. Vyapniyat should be understood as vyapnoti. So in the waking state, vritti amsham rises, expands and pervades the entire body. In deep sleep state, vritti amsham remains resolved in the dravyamsham. It's explained, okay. Suptau leena bodhe vapuhu vyapnoti. Vyapniyat. So, where does it pervade? Anaka agraga. It pervades the entire body. It is said, what now? Anaka agraga. Until the agram. Anaka means what? Naka means nail. Until this nail, naka agram. Until the nail agram, the antakaranam pervades. That is why even if you have some small pain happens here, you can feel, isn't it? Anakam, na nakam vare. Anaka, naka means nail. Anaka agraga. Naka agram vare gacchati. So, this intellect pervades the entire physical body till the edge of your nails. Nakagraga, it pervades. In fact, we have to say this really. Whenever vrittiyamsham is resolved, it is a deep sleep state. Vrittiyamsham rises and pervades, it is the waking state. That's what we have to say. So, anaka agraga. So, bodhe vapuhu vyapniyat anaka agraga. So, whenever the vrittiyamsham of the antahkaranam rises, expands and pervades the entire physical body until the edges of your nails, along with that is what? Along with the vrittis, what pervades the entire body is the manifestation of, you know, the chid abhasaha, or you can say chit chaya, chid abhasaha or chit chaya. Means what? The vritti pervades means consciousness also pervades. Chidabhasaha means what? Manifest consciousness or manifestation of consciousness is called what? Chichaya or Chidabhasaha. So manifest consciousness pervades the entire body. When the vrittis pervade the body, manifest consciousness, manifest knowledge, always called Chidabhasaha or Chichaya, pervades the entire body. Thereby, when the whole body becomes sentient and conscious, thereby body becomes alive. Body is alive. The Chidabhasaha or Chichaya means manifest consciousness. Manifestation of consciousness is very an important thing. If there's no consciousness is not manifest, then life is not possible. So consciousness has to be manifest for anything to be lifeful, to be alive. So Chidabhasaha means manifestation of consciousness is important for any object, anything to be alive. So chit itself cannot make anything alive. For something to be alive, mere chit is not enough. Of course, chit is the source of manifestation. The pure consciousness, the source of manifestation, is not enough. The consciousness must be manifest for the life to be there. If consciousness is not manifest, then there cannot be life. Wherever there's pure consciousness, the life may not be possible. Wherever consciousness is manifest, there alone life is possible. So the consciousness, the pure consciousness, which is ever present, the timeless, non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, pure consciousness, which is a source of manifestation, itself cannot make anything alive. Okay. Of course, the pure consciousness pervades in and through everything. You know, it cannot make anything alive. But without the consciousness, there cannot be, life is not possible. But the consciousness, there must be manifestation of consciousness. Only then life is possible. Therefore, Chidabhasaha, Chichaya means manifestation of consciousness, pervades the entire body. When the vrittis rise and pervade the entire body, thereby what? The whole body becomes sentient, conscious and alive. So sentiency of any living being is purely because of the manifestation of consciousness. And here, this antahkaranam is the instrument, like a medium, because of which this manifestation is possible. Suppose we have certain aspects of the physical body and which are always insentient. Then you can cut them. Suppose your mustache, the hair, the bodily hair or hair on your head, the hair is always insentient. So you can cut the hair, and the nails are insentient. You can cut them. And why we can, because there is no manifestation, consciousness is not manifest in the nail. Consciousness is, but is not manifest in the nail. Consciousness is there, but it is not manifest in the hair. That is why there's no chidabhasaha. That's why there's no, they're insentient. So here, anaka agraga. So the whole physical body, the skin, all the skin, all over the skin, we have this manifestation of consciousness where there is sensitivity, where there is there's no sentiency is there, unarvu. Whereas in the nail, there's no sentiency because there's no manifestation of consciousness. And anaka agra. So the consciousness, the consciousness does not need to purify. Already consciousness is there, but the manifest consciousness pervades the body. Okay. Anaka agra garment, or it pervades the entire body. And this is given the name Karta. So what is this Karta here? Chichaya Upeta Dhihi Vijnanamayaha Bhavati. Chichaya Upeta Dhihi. Dhihi here means, the intellect. What is intellect? Again, antahkaranam only. That's why better you use to antahkaranam. The antahkaranam, otherwise called the dhihi, the intellect, which also antahkaranam. Manaha is antahkaranam, intellect is also antahkaranam only. The antahkaranam, upetaha, associate antakaranam along with manifestation of consciousness. Antakaranam with the manifestation of consciousness is what? Chichaya upeta dhihi. Antakaranam, which is an medium, which is the manifesting medium for the consciousness. So with the manifestation of consciousness, antakaranam, with the manifestation of consciousness, chichaya. Chichaya means manifest consciousness. Chit means consciousness. Chichaya means manifest consciousness. So it's manifestation of consciousness. Chit upeta means along with. So this antahkaranam is called intellect, as along with the manifestation of consciousness. Chichaya upeta dhihi. Is said to be what? Vijnanamayaha. Vijnanamayaha. Is said to be Vijnanamayaha. The Vijnanamayaha is only Koshaha. But it is not the Atma. Saha na Atma. Chichaya upeta dihi Vijnanamayaha. It's a beautiful definition Vidyana Swami gives. What is Vijnanamayaha? Chichaya upeta dihi. Dhihi is another word for antahkaranam. Manaha is another word for antahkaranam. And dhihi, the antahkaranam, along with the manifestation of consciousness, is said to be vijnanamayaha. Chichaya upeta dhihi, intellect is vijnanamayaha. It is only a koshaha, it is not the atma. Why it is not the Atma? Why it's a Koshaha? Because this, we know Atma does not come and go. Atma is ever present. Whereas this Dehi, in deep sleep state, this is resolved. It is not functional. In deep sleep state, it is non-functional because it's not available for functioning. It is resolved. And whether the antak dihi is functional or non-functional, the dihi, the intellect along with the manifestation of consciousness, which is called Vijnanamayaha, which is functional. This intellect being functional is also known. Intellect being non-functional also is known. Isn't it? Which means there's a time this intellect is functional, there's a time it is non-functional. When it is non-functional, there is no knowledge I am. There's no knowledge the world is. There's no knowledge of anything is. Isn't it? There's no knowledge I am. There's no knowledge the world is. There's no knowledge, this is mine. So this non-functional means there's no knowledge. Therefore, when it's functional, there is knowledge. In fact, when there's knowledge, that is this is a functional. When there's no knowledge, it is non-functional. Therefore, whereas Atma is what? Atma is always present. Atma is ever present. And by being Atma being ever present, like the witness of this Antahkaranam, Atma, by its very nature of knowing, it knows, it illumines. No? It illumines. Whether my intellect is functional, intellect is not functional. Whether there is knowledge I am, whether knowledge I am is not. So whether the Karta is there, the Karta is resolved. So Atma illumines the Antahkaranam. So the all-pervasive, non-arriving, non-departing Atma, which is ever-present, which illumines the Antahkaranam in terms of Buddhi being functional or non-functional, is distinct from the very Buddhi. Therefore, Atma is not Vijnanamayaha. Atma is not Vijnanamayaha. If Atma is something which is distinct from the Vijnanamayaha. Why Atma never resolves? There's no such a thing called deep sleep state. No? Atma doesn't resolve. Atma does not come back. Whereas intellect resolves and again rises. The Vrittyamsham rises. So, Atma is distinct from the Vijnanamayaha. Atma is that which is ever awake. Ever awake, knowing, witnessing the Vijnanamaya Kosha remaining, being resolved, Vijnanamaya Kosha being functional. So with therefore, Atma is distinct. Vijnanamaya Kosha is not the Atma. Okay. Kartrutva Karanatvabhyam Vikriyat. Okay, we'll do this next class time now. We'll do this one next class. See, the Antahkaranam, we understand in two. Antahkaranam, we have to understand Vrittiyamsha and Dravyamsha. So when you call it manaha, when you call it intellect, in keeping with the thought, difference in thoughts. If it is knowledge, we call it the intellect. If it is emotions, we call it mind. For vrittis, antakkanam also has what? Antakkanam as a vijnanamaya also has vrittiyamsha, dravyamsha. Mind also has vrittiyamsha and dravyamsha, isn't it? We have this. But generally you have to understand, this Dravyamsha is Antahkaram, Vijnanamaya. Vrittiyamsha is Manaha. We have to see that way also. But anyway, so the Vrittis come and go. The Vrittis are there means we understand the functional state of Antahkaram. Vrittis are resolved, non-functional state of the Antahkaram. But anyway, this is not the Atma, because Atma is something distinct which witnesses the Antahkaranam being functional and Antahkaranam being non-functional. So Antahkaranam as a Vijnanamaya, as a Manomaya, definitely what? Object of knowledge. Therefore, it is of the nature of inertness. It doesn't have sentiency, consciousness of its own. Only good thing is, there is constantly this manifestation of the Antahkaranam serves as a manifesting medium for consciousness. So because of the manifestation of consciousness, is always conscious. Antakaram is ever conscious, but not consciousness, isn't it? Ever conscious, because it serves as a manifesting medium. But then when the vrittis rise and pervade the body, my whole body becomes conscious, sentient. So what makes something alive? It is the manifestation of consciousness. Mere presence of consciousness does not make something alive. Make something living, isn't it? The consciousness manifest, then it is alive. So to understand the difference, why our own aspect and aspects are not sentient? Because there's no manifestation of consciousness. In the nail, either consciousness is, but not manifest. So on a kagram only, until this part, there's manifestation, the skin part, there's manifestation. Anyway, what we understand is all avijnanamaya has also object of knowledge only. So we understand better next class. So I'm happy we could start the class again. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.